There were particularly many doves on Piazza San Marco that day, as if the birds somehow had a feeling that something special was in progress. Naive tourists let themselves be photographed with birds on shoulders, birds on head, birds on arms, birds on handbags, and birds on whatever they were carrying or dragging along. The rest of the piazza looked like any normal sunny September afternoon. But in old Café Florian, in the southern colonnade, a very special elderly man, perhaps approaching his 70s, was sitting in splendid isolation in the most interior room of the café. He was dressed in an old-fashioned dark velvet jacket, a white silk shirt, and a green scarf-type tie. He had an unproportionately big head, a very pronounced nose, and grey-brown side whiskers running down to his neck. He looked determined and was making notes in a little black, rather rubbed notebook. A cappuccino stood on his table, together with a tiny glass of water.
Maestro Wagner, I presume?
The sitting man gave a start and looked up. Another elderly gentleman had discreetly approached his table. It was a white-haired man, also in old-fashioned clothes, but without velvet and silk. He had a thick, well-tended white beard and friendly, intelligent eyes. He seemed to be of the same age.
If you liked. But please, sir, the waiter has instructions that I must not be disturbed.
Of course. I've known this waiter since he was a little boy. He accepted my humble bribe and let me in. He even murmured something like, "It's about time the two of you met."
So who are you? I think I have seen your face somewhere. In Paris, perhaps. Wait a minute. You are Giuseppe Verri, aren't you? I think I also saw you on the century membership roster of the authority.
Not many composers in that roster, are there? What a shame. But yes, I am Verdi. May I sit down for a few minutes?
Na, was soll ich sagen? You have already destroyed my line of thinking anyway. I must try to save Bayreuth. This year's festival was a disaster. But by all means, take a cappuccino. It's a new invention, I suppose.
Verdi sat down at the little table and looked around the room. Nothing had changed. The turquoise blue wallpaper was the same. The two early romantic paintings with the mountain landscape motifs as well. There were six other tables in this interior part of the café. But the two gentlemen were alone.
So you haven't been here since those carnival weeks in 1883?
No. Why should I? This city, though I really used to love it once, brings back bad memories.
Yes, I understand. I heard about it. The newspapers had your picture on the front page. Oh yes, I completely understand. Palazzo Vendramin, on Gran Canale, è vero?
Wagner nodded, his expression still rather irritated. The waiter brought Verdi's coffee and two plates with the special chocolate biscuits of the house.
You have to try these, Maestro Wagner. Did you ever try them at the time? They have no competitors in the world. The recipe is really old, must be from Maestro Vivaldi's time.
Ah, Cosima keeps telling me I ought to avoid sweets. But should we really have to think in these terms now? I mean, in our new dimension?
If you ask me, Maestro, no. My Giuseppina thinks we can do what we like now. I always used to be very careful with my diet, but nowadays I like to make some exceptions, particularly in nice places.
Yes, you may be right. Cosima should stop bullying me. It's about time. Ever since she came back and joined me in the pavilion, she keeps...